Washington lawmakers entered the third week of the 2015 legislative session today. We've been talking to our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, about the top issues that face them and our state. So far, we've tackled education, transportation, the budget, and today we turn to mental health. Austin Jenkins, hello.
Hello, Marcy. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Before the session got underway, we spoke to Speaker of the House Frank Chop, and he named mental health as one of his top priorities. And he said in part it's because his sister has a mental illness.
Well, it's part of the reason I'm so emotional about this is that it's not just my sister. It's thousands of people across the state who need somebody to stand up for them.
Beyond Chop's influence as House Speaker, why do you think mental health has become a big issue in Olympia this year?
Well, clearly it's because, in large part because of the recent Supreme Court decision in the mental health boarding case. And this involves basically scores of mentally ill individuals who are being warehoused, held in hospital emergency rooms and hallways, not in appropriate certified psychiatric beds. And so that, you know, has been, if nothing else, the proverbial wake-up call that the system is in crisis.
So what are state lawmakers planning to do? Let's talk about psychiatric boarding, which is the practice you just described. What have they proposed?
Well, and in the wake of that Supreme Court decision, Governor Inslee, independent of the legislature, freed up some money. Initially, it was about $30 million. Apparently, only about half of that was spent to basically fund the opening of some new additional beds to try to get those numbers down and comply with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court actually implemented a stay to allow the state to get ready. Keep in mind, most of these are kind of contracted out beds. The state mental health hospitals, Western State and Eastern State, really have been downsizing over the years and decades. So now the legislature, though, is going to be writing the budget for the next 2 years, and so they're going to have to figure out what an adequate level of funding is to keep those beds open. And then there's just a lot of talk about shoring up the community-based mental health system where a lot of the services take place.
A new report from the advocacy group Mental Health America ranked Washington as one of the states with the highest prevalence of mental illness and the lowest access to care. So in addition to community access to beds or treatment, what specific issues do you think lawmakers are looking to address here?
Well, in just a little bit of context for that report, here's some just raw numbers about the mental health system. It's huge. You know, in this state, in Washington state, over the in the current two-year budget, it's about more than $1.5 billion. That's state and federal money. It served in fiscal year 2012, 135,000 people. And so we're talking about big dollar numbers, and we're also talking about a lot of individual lives who are a part of this system. So lawmakers are kind of looking at the gamut, and it has to do with the quality of the system at the community level. And one of the issues is that the evidence-based systems, the evidence-based programs, they cost more. Mm-hmm. So if you want to put more people into the evidence-based community program, you got to pony up more money. Then they're also just looking at the quality of the beds that they're paying for, right? If you're going to pay a bunch more money for a bunch of new private beds to open, who's making sure that the quality of the care is good?
I'm with KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Austin, let's talk about money a second. Where is that money going to come from to pay for extra beds or to enhance the services?
Well, to hear the governor's tell it, the state's going to have to come up with some new tax options because he doesn't believe there's enough money to do that and to fund education to the level that the Supreme Court is demanding. So that's part of that will be wrapped up in this. So it's where does the money come from? Are new taxes part of the equation? And then how much money is available to work with? And I think what you're going to hear, I can predict because this is what always happens, is that there's a tension between putting more money into a system and then reforming the existing system. So you will hear from probably Democrats saying we need more money and Republicans saying, okay, but do we need to reform the system before we dump more money into it?
Meanwhile, both parties are talking about it.
Absolutely. And there's already numerous bills on the topic of mental illness and care introduced, including one, I think probably the highest profile one is Joel's Law, which would allow families the opportunity when the mental health designated mental health provider doesn't find that somebody should be involuntarily committed. There would be an option for the family to go to court and say, you know what, the expert didn't say so, but we firmly believe that this person's a danger to themselves or others. You really need to give this case a second look.
Austin Jenkins, KUOW's Olympia correspondent, thanks as always.
You're welcome.